Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Man, being bored is like one of the craziest things because it can be either a great foundation to something or it can just be like super tragic. So that's going to be the topic of today, being bored. All right, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you lovely, lovely people. This is your friendly Apex Alpha, and this is the Alpha Grind. All right, so being bored, it can suck, or it could be really great, point blank, period. Me, when I get bored, like, it's weird, because I would just think about all the random stuff that I could do, or something that I could be doing, and then I just choose to do it. Like, being bored for me doesn't last very long. But being bored can be very bad. It's a saying that goes, idle hands are the devil's playground. So basically, when you get bored, try to think of something constructive to do. So say, for instance, that could be reading a book. That could be starting some type of building project. That could be planting a garden. That could be, you know, working on one of your goals. It could be something constructive. I try not to leave no element inside of my day that I don't necessarily control, which can necessarily not be as good. But, you know, I try to make sure that all of my time is put forward constructively. And when you do that, it can give you a sense of excitement. It could, you know, create a relaxing feeling. It could make you like have a sense of ease and all that. So for today's mantra, we're going to go with calm, excitement, and peace. And it's basically taking advantage of the low of being bored, taking advantage of the high of being bored, and creating a synchronization with both. So we're gonna say this three times: calm, excitement, peace. Calm, excitement, peace. Calm, excitement, peace. All right, so with being bored, I feel like there's a very important opportunity that should be realized by being bored. There are some people in life that are worked to the bone every single second of their life. So if you do have the opportunity to be bored, take it, appreciate it, and do something productive with it, whether it's resting or it's working to or it's working on a skill that'll help you be more productive and more beneficial in life. Sometimes we get so caught up in not doing something that we don't appreciate the ability to not do something. Me, myself, I noticed that when my daughters get bored, they just find random things to do that'll really show their own character. Like my youngest, she likes to build things or figure out all types of science stuff. And my oldest, she more likes to sing and dance and all of those frolicky things. But yeah, so just take that time to really appreciate the opportunity that you have. Sometimes life can be so stressful, and when you do get time to relax, your mind is still going that you think you're supposed to be doing something, when in reality, you should embrace it. A lot of times we get so uncomfortable with not doing something that is bad for us. We really should be taking time out for ourselves to improve on our own general health, whether it's physically, mentally, or spiritually. So being bored is okay. Now, that's the upside of being bored. The downside of being bored, I was told once upon a time, basically, if someone says like, oh, this party is boring or this circumstance is boring, do something about it. Make it exciting. Make it exciting for you. Make it exciting for yourself. Well, I just said that twice. But just make it exciting. You get what I'm saying? You have complete control over your life. Like, everyone has the same 24 hours. It's just some do more with it. Like, you have the opportunity to be anything and everything that you ever wanted to be. You just have to do it. You may have to learn something to do it, but since you're so bored, go learn it. Like, really, like, you have to connect the dots here. If you want something in life, let's say, for instance, you want $1 million and you don't know how to do it, but you're not doing anything, aka you're bored, go research millionaires. Go look at millionaires. Look at their trends. Look at their tendency. Look at the books that they're reading. Look at the habits that they have. Because you're bored. You ain't got nothing else better to do. Go do it. And then start to create those habits for yourself. And you will see change come. But the thing is, instead of being bored and playing on your phone, scrolling through TikTok, which I don't downplay at all, or Facebook or Instagram or any of these platforms that aren't as constructive as they can be, or if you're just doing it just because you're bored, and add some constructiveness to it. Like, say, if you're on Facebook, go look at some millionaires. Go look at what they're posting. Go look at what they're reading. Go look at what they're doing. Go look at how active they are. And then try to relate that into your life. And it could be in small things. A lot of times we splurge money on stupid stuff. Food. What else? Technology. A whole wonder of things. So splurge on yourself in a constructive manner. Splurge on your knowledge. Buy some books. Do something constructive. All right. So today's quote for boredom, it comes, the cure for boredom is curiosity. There is no cure for curiosity. And that's by Dorothy Parker. I like this quote. And I think it's fun because when we do get bored, like I said, with my kids, they get super curious. I still get super curious. I just start wondering. I'm like, ooh, what does this do? Ooh, what does that do? What would happen if I did this? What would happen if I did that? But yeah, curiosity, if you're, once again, if you're bored, do something. Do something. And unless you've been doing a lot and you're bored, then do nothing. Like, you probably don't have to listen to that again. But basically, if you are a person that has done a lot, and your boredom is an opportunity to rest and reflect. Rest and reflect. Get your R&R. But if you're the person that ain't been doing nothing and you've been bored for a long time, go do something. Get curious. Work on yourself. All right? And speaking of cat, wait a minute. I didn't say cat in the first place. But curiosity killed the cat. Basically, I was being too curious and everything, which kind of doesn't tie into this all the way. But today's keyword is cat. So what that means, you already know. Instagram, Apex_Alpha. Facebook, Wolfpack Training, traditionally spelled and spaced. Wolfpack is spaced. Snapchat, Apex_Alpha. Twitter, go to my Instagram or my Facebook for that. But basically, the keyword for today is cat. Hashtag the word cat. Tag me in it, and you will get a prize. The first person and the 10th person shall receive the prize. You don't do it, you're a loss. No problem to me. All right, and the last question for today is, do you have any curiosity left? It's crazy, right? We go throughout life so much getting used to our day-to-day lifestyles, and we lose that curiosity that we had as a child. So children, as I was saying, children's curiosity, it starts like right at birth. They're wowed by every single thing around them. They ask a whole world of questions. When you watch movies, when you do things, when you're just out in the world, they ask questions. And as we become an adult, as we become older, those questions start to cease. We think we know everything, when in reality, of course, we don't. But we start to also stop caring about other things around us. Like, you see a car, you wonder, ooh, how was a wheel made? Or, ooh, what is the car made of? Or, ooh, how do they do this? Ooh, how do they do that? Ooh, how do they do this? But as we become an adult, we think we know everything, or we don't care to know things. And the lack of curiosity also can add to our boredom. So get curious. And once again, the question for today is, do you have any curiosity left? I would love, you know, to get some comments or some type of responses back on any of my social media platforms. So please feel free to do so. And once again, thank you all for listening to the Alpha Grind. And hopefully this is helping you help yourself get to a better place. Because once again, the goal is to help the world one person at a one. Dang it. Help the world one person at a time. And the goal is to get you to a better you. All right. So thank you once again. Have a lovely morning, evening, Or afternoon. This is your friendly Apex Alpha signing out. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.